I'm Steve Ashley, and on today's half-hour edition of Hot Pipes, I'm playing more vintage tracks thanks to some great comments I received about the last show. Jesse Crawford rarely swung his arrangements, but on this 1926 track of George and Ira Gershwin's Maybe, accompanying the Nat Shilkret Orchestra, he proved he could swing with the best. Just delightful, Jesse Crawford playing the Paramount New York Studio Wurlitzer with the Nat Shilkret Orchestra. We don't normally think of Fats Waller in the context of pipe organ, but it was in fact his first musical love. This is Fats and the Estee in the Victor Studio in Camden, New Jersey, with Messin' Around with the Blues. Thank you. Details of that SD pipe organ in the Camden Church that became Victor's New Jersey Studios have long since been lost, but it appears to have been pretty well used with recordings by Fats and Sigmund Krumgold, no doubt among others. Going back to the Paramount New York, Don Baker was the house organist in the late 1930s and early 40s. This is one of his recordings of the era made on the big auditorium Wurlitzer, Sigmund Romberg and Oscar Hammerstein II's Lover Come Back to Me, from the 1928 musical The New Moon. Lover, Come Back to Me, one of the enduring legacies of The New Moon. American bandleader Carol Gibbons, when not leading his Orpheans in the Savoy Hotel London, was also a composer. One of his charming novelty compositions, Moonbeams Dance, was recorded in 1930 by Terence Casey on the Little Wurlitzer in the Regent Cinema, Brighton. Thank you. Reginald Fort with the first part of his double-sided 78 featuring the music of HMS Pinafore, cut on his travelling Moller theatre pipe organ that could go more or less anywhere there was an auditorium large enough. Given the acoustical limitations of shellac discs, that Moller had a pretty good sound, but even Fort himself was bowled over by the difference in the Pasadena Civic Auditorium. And that's a venue that's on the American Theatre Organ Society convention programme this year in late June and early July. I can't wait to hear it again. Last week I played an Eddie Dunstetter track with Abe Lyman's Californians. Today I have a solo side made in 1929 in the Minnesota Theatre, Minneapolis, which housed a magnificent Wurlitzer. Here's a 1928 pop tune, That's How I Feel About You. How I Feel About You, Eddie Dunstetter and the Minnesota Theatre Wurlitzer in 1929. I have no date for this next track made on the Wurlitzer in the broadcast studio of Radio City Music Hall, New York. The artist is longtime resident Dick Liebert, with a very Sidney Torch sounding arrangement of Limehouse Blues. Thank you. Limehouse Blues, first featured in a 1921 British review, A to Z, that starred Jack Buchanan and Gertrude Lawrence. For today's closer, here is Sidney Torch and the very snappy Christie in the Regal Theatre Edmonton, London in 1934 with another pop song of the day, I Hate Myself for Being So Mean to You. Thank you. That Regal Christie, which was in storage for so many years, has now been fully restored and is safely installed in Paul Kerner's Music Palace in Rhondda, South Wales. And the console even rises from the floor on a lift. Great job. Before I go, let me quickly remind you of my website, hotpipes.eu, where you'll find a very large number of 1 hour and half hour editions for your listening pleasure, along with links to preservation societies and concert schedules around the world. I'll be back next week at the same time, but in the meantime, it's goodbye from Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes.